and you can spread that out and get in the top of a big tree and fly. You fly from this tree maybe and land way over yonder on that other tree over yonder. See, maybe a couple of hundred feet. And I've seen them fly when I was a boy. I haven't seen a flying squirrel in many years. But I have seen them. I have seen them fly.
What about these animals that stay around ponds? You hear make a croaking sound at night?
Frogs. Yeah. Bullfrogs. That was what they call a spring frog. He makes a lot of noise. And then toad frog, you know, he's the kind you don't want to handle because you get warts on you.
What about the animal with the hard shell can draw his head in?
A turtle. And we got another animal like that with the hard shell now, this armadillo. He's gotten to be very, very numerous in this country. In fact,
I saw one that's been run over.
That's right. He's got a hard shell. But a terrapin, a loggerhead turtle. We talked about loggerheads the other day, you know. I've seen loggerheads big as a tabletop. And they're powerful. Niggers love to eat them. And in fact, I have a nigger named Jack, used to work for me for years. Told me when he was a boy that his daddy used to kill those terrapins, those turtles, salt them down, put them in the salt like you would meat.
Oh,
yeah. Salt them down and smoke them. He said they'd eat them all the year. Just cure them up. I said, how did he eat? Jack said, he's fine, Mr. Bang, he's fine. He said, you like ham? He said, just like eating ham. He said, just fine.
Let me ask you about a few insects. What about this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Moths. We have them,
yes. And this is an insect you usually see in the evening, it's blinking on and off.
Lightning bug. Yeah, we have them.
That's another thing I hadn't seen.
We see them now. I saw some this recently. Right recently. Mm-hmm. We see them around here often.
What about an insect that's got a long, thin body, stays around ponds, and likes to light on your pole?
Some snake doctor? I don't know what you call them. That's what we call them, snake doctors.
Do you have any idea why they're called that?
I sure don't. I never often wondered.
Is that the same thing as a dragonfly?
Well, I imagine it is. We call them snake doctors.
What about some stinging insects you have around here?
We have bees, hornets, wasps, and I imagine a dirt dog would sting you if you got him in a corner. You got him, I imagine he could sting you. Yeah. Hornets and wasps, yeah.
Yeah, the yellow jacket?
Yeah, yellow jacket, bumblebees, and honeybees. I had a swarm of bees in my backyard the other day. They broke out from their hive and made a swarm. I heard them in the air, just hundreds of them, just thousands of them already. And they landed on a limb out there in the corn tree limb. And all balled up on it. And they didn't stay there all day. They took off, I don't know, sometimes during the day and went somewhere else. But they have a queen, evidently. They generate an extra queen, and they take off, make another hive somewhere, a hive of bees.